You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today we have with us Hannah Driggers Matthews. She's a school librarian, but she's also going to talk to us today about what you might be able to do if you're interested in setting up a Good News Club there in your local public school. So, Hannah, thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
I am very excited to talk about Good News Club today. It is a passion of mine, so I'm very excited to be here.
Well, we're excited that you are here with us. We're thankful, and we should say you have been an educator, public school educator, for the last 8 years. You've worked in an elementary school library. You're working in an elementary school library right now, aren't you?
Yep, I've done that for the past 3 years, and I actually taught middle school before that.
Wow, so a lot of experience with teaching and a lot of experience in public schools. And so one day you started to get the idea about, hey, could I have a public school, or could I have a Good News Club in my public school library? So how are you able to start a Good News Club there in your library?
So one thing that I feel like is important to keep in mind with public schools, and I feel like public school libraries get a bad rap right now because of a lot of things that are going on in our society. But the first thing I feel like is important to keep in mind is that a public school could be a good partnership for the local church. And so Good News Club is a good way to do that. But logistically, to be able to start a Good News Club, which is a Bible club after school, anywhere that a public school offers after school already, you are allowed to come in and start a Good News Club as long as there's already after school programs being offered. And then the second thing that makes it possible is that it is an opt-in program. So parents sign a permission slip allowing their student to be able to attend Good News Club.
So our listeners are thinking, hey, I thought prayer was taken out of the public school and the Bible was taken out and so forth. But really, you have the constitutional right. And if there's any other kind of activity or club, the school allows you to have a Good News Club there in your own school as long as the parents give consent to it. And that's exactly what you've done, is you've started one in your own public school.
Yep, absolutely. And we love it. We're super excited to have it.
So what has been your experience with the club so far?
So this was a great question because I've been reflecting already. Usually about this time of year, educators start reflecting for the next year. And so I've been doing that with Good News Club. Personally, to start off with, I would say my experience has been that I thought that I was very well-equipped to share the gospel, like the gospel message. And I realized that first time that I led Good News Club, I just felt like I stumbled over my words. So I feel like Good News Club is a good opportunity to actually put into practice what we're supposed to be doing. You know, I was good at inviting people to church, involved in church, but I realized I am not as equipped, or I shouldn't say equipped, but I haven't put into practice that as much. So it's helped me practice that. A couple of other takeaways. I am in the Bible the belt buckle of the Bible Belt here in South Carolina. And so I think sometimes we think that children just all go to church or know about Jesus. But I would say I had about 50 students at the beginning of Good News Club. About half of them, when I got to the part of the gospel story where Jesus dies on the cross, they gasped out loud. Mm. They were shocked. They were upset. They didn't know that this man called Jesus that came and was perfect and, you know, loves us so much. They didn't realize that he actually died. So it just told me they had never heard this before. So that was a real eye opener for me. And then just recently, they just get so excited about Good News Club. And it doesn't take much. The songs they were singing, we had it just yesterday, and they were so excited and singing to the top of their lungs. And that just is a blessing to you.
Wow. So first, you learn, hey, it's a little bit difficult to do this. Even though I invite people to church, I talk to people about the Lord, and we're actually going through the gospel and explaining it to someone who's never heard it can be difficult. And the good thing is Child Evangelism Fellowship provides some good training from that. They can find that on their website, can find it with the CEF folks that they partner with in their area. But the other thing, we remind folks, you're in South Carolina. You're in, as you mentioned, the Bible Belt, and kids openly gasp when they hear about Jesus dying on the cross. What a wonderful, it's wonderful that you're able to take the gospel to them, but it's also kind of sad that they didn't know, they wouldn't know otherwise. So I'm listening and I'm thinking, wow, I need to do that. I need to see if I could start a good news club in my own school. What do they need to do to do that?
So first, I would be very excited for you. And if you have any questions for me, you can reach out to me. And in the article that I wrote, you can find my information there. But the first thing that you would need to do, I would first encourage you, if you are on the fence about it, it's an hour of the day in the week. And when I'm exercising, I tell myself I can do anything for an hour. So you could do anything for an hour, even if you're not experienced with children. But first, check around, get some other people on board with you. This is not something you can do by yourself. You need a team. Then find out who your representative is for Child Evangelism Fellowship in your area, and contact them. They are great about, they want you to be successful. They are passionate about this. So they are going to equip you with what you need. So get your team, find your representative, then either choose your school that you're going to be in, or let them help you choose a school. I would suggest if you have teachers in your church already, use that school because they can come in and help and they already have a good reputation with the students. And then contact the principal. Say, I would like to do this. You know, we're passionate about helping your students at your school. And can we partner together to offer this for students? But you can do it. It's just an hour. It's hard, but it's very rewarding, and you can do it.
That's great. And so you've got an article that we mentioned, or you mentioned, in the One Magazine. It's called Good News Goes to the Library. It's in the April, May edition, so we encourage folks to take a look at that particular article. We also, like you mentioned, get in touch with the CEF personnel, Child Evangelism Fellowship personnel in your area. And you can reach out directly to CEF. You can reach out to us at questions@nafwb.org, and we can point you in that direction. And I also need to mention, Hannah, there is a Facebook group, a Free Will Baptist Facebook group that you're a big part of. So folks could join that and get some pointers, get some encouragement. Those things would help. And you mentioned you're just going through, you've just started this. You're willing to talk to people as well, and they can reach out to you. Is it okay if they email you?
Absolutely. And if you're close to my area, come check out my Good News Club to see what it's all about.
That's great. And so if you want to email Hannah, just go to thereadingteacher7@gmail.com. thereadingteacher7@gmail.com. And of course, you're in the South Carolina area, stop in, see them there at their church, and they'll do their best to help you out. Well, there's one more thing I wanted to ask you about, and I know that you participate in some of our programs, so many of our listeners are aware of how Truth and Peace, E-Team, and CTS has just been a remarkable thing for so many of our young adults and still benefits them. You participated in some of those programs, didn't you? And how did they impact you in your life?
So absolutely. I feel like I can make a whole separate podcast about E-Team. It's so important. So I participated in E-Team. I would say that E-Team gave me a compassion for people in a way that I didn't have that before. It also gave me an urgency. So like I have mentioned, I was raised here in the Bible Belt, and you know, you get comfortable. And so when I was able to go to E-Team, come back, it just gave me that sense of urgency. My mom even talks about when I came back that I was a different teenager. So definitely E-Team was a big part of my life growing up and then even now. And then I did CTS as well. You mentioned that. That showed me that the church is big. You know, I think we get content in our one little church where we are. And once you go to something like that, you realize there are more teenagers who are doing things for the Lord. Who knew? And then you did mention, but I also went to Welch, which, again, I would recommend to anyone looking to go to college somewhere. It gave me some contact, so I learned about Good News Club there, and it gave me some support. So as I've started this program, and even it gave me support in choosing public education and choosing to be a public school librarian. So I would definitely recommend all of those programs for teenagers and young adults.
That's great. So we'll often hear from alumni from these programs. They'll say, I was going to church from the beginning. My parents always took me to church, involved me in church, and sounds like that's what happened with you. But it also sounds like these programs, E-Team, Truth and Peace, Church Training Service, kind of pour gasoline on something where it makes you stretch. And I hear that with you. You were in a different culture, a different environment than where you're usually at, and learned probably how to share the gospel to others. And then you mentioned going to Welch. And so by being a student at Welch College, I don't know if you had Jeff Nichols, who is one of the CEF personnel, but it taught you a lot about what you're doing and prepared you to be a public school teacher where you could be licensed and so forth. And here you are, full circle, back in South Carolina, ministering, telling kids about the gospel. What a wonderful message, Hannah. It's been an exciting time for you, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Good News Club. I tell people, if you're going to come visit, take your blood pressure pills and come on, because it is exciting.
This is great. Well, hey, thank you for taking the time to speak to us today. Number one, tell us about the value of Good News Clubs, what we can do to get involved in it, and also for telling us the value of Christian higher education and some of our Christian programs that we've got within the denomination. All that has been very helpful to us, Hannah.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I was very excited to talk about Good News Club today.
That is great. We want to thank you, our listeners. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today and to listen in. Maybe you know someone that would benefit from this podcast. Please take it and share it with them. Remember, every little thing we do for the Lord, it really does matter. We are better together.